The next head coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 2-0 overall and visit North Carolina at noon Eastern time on ESPN2. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yes, thank you. I had a good day Saturday. We played pretty well. I thought defensively we were dominant, did a great job there. Excuse me. And then offensively, played really well except for the three turnovers. Really disappointed in that. Otherwise, we would have had a pretty good day. We got a tough load going down there in North Carolina. Extremely talented. Be our first road trip of the year. And this has really been, for the last 2 years, it's been the third game. We have not played really well against some pretty quality competition. So this will be a big challenge for us.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dan Murphy with ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. You and Northwestern are both heading down to Tobacco Road at the same time on Saturday. Are you sharing a ride down there or anything like that?
Yeah. It's funny. Fitz, he texted me the other day. I didn't realize they were playing Duke. And sure, we could have shared some of the expenses going down there.
Well, I wanted to ask you, after kind of beating up on two underdogs going in, you mentioned this a little bit, you're open, but what kind of a statement game, what can you prove by going down to UNC and playing well with this team?
Well, you know, we won the games we should have won, and I thought we played really well in both of them, which was not the case in the last 2 years. So our kids have a little bit of confidence in there, but like I told them, okay, now you're going to get hit in the mouth a few times here. And, you know, how are you going to respond through the adversity that you're going to face come Saturday? So more or less looking, you know, how we're going to respond to a situation that we really haven't had this year in terms of being in close games. Some of our starters only played 20 snaps last week. So, you know, we rested them, but at the same time, you know, the stamina of going through a whole game that we haven't faced yet is a little bit of a concern. Offensively, we did play a lot of snaps. I think it was 94. Some of our starters got in over 60. So, you know, physically, they were okay. You know, just defensively, we've got to make sure that our kids, and we're going to have to play a lot of guys because they're playing fast pace.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you alluded to this in your opening a little bit, but you know, for the third consecutive year, your team's off to a 2-0 start. You know, what's about your team's preparation in the offseason or the way that they get ready for those first couple games of the season, can you attribute the fact that you guys have been able to so consistently start well?
Well, I thought, you know, last year, you know, we started 2-0, but I didn't think we looked very good. There was, you know, I thought a lot of kids were a lot of question marks coming out of there because we had we won three of the first four, and all three of them we had to come from behind in the fourth quarter. So I think there's a different feel. I think there's the maturity of our football team's a little bit better. We've done some things as a staff to kind of pinpoint on things that are really important to winning. Rather than, you know, all the enthusiasm and the energy and stuff like that, is really, okay, this is the points that you got to make during the game. Emphasize that a lot more. I think that's been a key. And then really our defense starting off quickly last year. You know, we gave up too many plays. We had to come back and big plays. And we've eliminated those things so far. So I think they're understanding how to play the game in addition to playing with a lot of energy.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, your defense has really turned in a couple very impressive performances so far this season. You know, the fact that you guys are leading the nation in scoring defense and top five in rushing defense among plenty of other categories. What exactly can you point to as far as what you've seen so far from your defense to put together such impressive numbers?
Well, I think up front, our defensive line looks different than it has in the last couple of years. There's some size in there. You know, Jahi Ward and and Clements and Bain and Schmoot. I mean, they look like Big Ten guys, you know, and I think that's part of the maturing process. Our linebackers, I think, are playing more downhill. I think they're showing more physicality there. And really, we're getting some pretty good safety play by Barton and Fedgelin. They're making some key stops back there, and they're making some plays in the back end, and we're covering it outside. So, we haven't faced a team that, that is explosive yet. So time will tell there. But I think the confidence level, and, when I first got the job, I tried telling them, you guys got talent. You just don't believe in yourself as much. You're always waiting for something negative to happen, make you be on the other side. And so I think the aggressive style of our defense, I think our coaches are doing a great job. Tim and Banks and Mike Fair, coordinating that thing. But the other, with Mike Ward and Al Stevenson, they're getting the kids to play and they're believing in themselves. And I think belief is a big part of being successful.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.